Good evening. When Josh asked me, to do a story of my favorite Old Testament, a lesson on my favorite Old Testament story, and I was going to do Job, but somebody took it. And I was going to do, Daniel on the lion's den, but, I wanted something that I could relate to. I never was stuck in a lion's den, I never even seen a real lion, except when I was a kid. Lion Coach Safari. So, I have been through a hurricane, My house has been messed up by the hurricane, a lot of times, and we had to do a lot of repairs, and, there's been a lot of problems. So I was looking through the Old Testament for a story of somebody who, had their stuff messed up and had some problems trying to fix it. So I came across Nehemiah, who, the story of Nehemiah, he's a short guy. He's really short. He's knee high. That high. So I was thinking, Nehemiah, he's a short guy. In a world of, big, tall, big, Shaq, Ray Lewis type people, he's a little Rudy, he's a, mini me type of person. He's real small. And during this story, he had a lot of problems, like I said. The first problem was that his hometown wall, of Jerusalem, they had a big wall around it. It was burned down by their enemies, like the hurricane. If I was anywhere else, or if you were anywhere else, and you heard of your hometown, your house being destroyed or messed up from the hurricane, you would come and try to, help doing anything you can, right? And that's what Nehemiah did. He came back and he tried to do what he can. He was determined to go and help his people. Except he had a problem. First problem, number one. He had to ask the king's permission. We can just get in the car and drive off. He worked for the king. So he had to ask permission to leave. The king said yes and asked him when he would come back. He didn't give him an answer, but he asked the king for something like what we would call a sun pass, a written document to get him through the city until he comes back. So the king gave him permission to go and help his people, because I guess the king, he had a heart too. He was human like we're human. He was human like we were human now. So, Nehemiah, he went to Jerusalem. He was in Jerusalem for 3 days, in devastation, seeing what was going on. And one night he went out and walked around and took a look at the city. What you think was going through his mind? You think he was reminiscing on his childhood, good things that happened, first girlfriend, stuff that happened with him, and seeing all of it destroyed, burned down, in a big trash pile, basically. You think he was hurt by that? You think he had emotional pain by seeing his whole, happy childhood, happy life, in a dust pile? So he decided to do something about it. He decided to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And, this isn't a, small city. This is a big city with a big wall. And like I said, Nehemiah is mini-me, and he's going to try to rebuild a wall around the city. So he organized something sort of, like a SWAT team organization and to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. And it goes into a lot of detail in chapter 3. I don't have time to go, into all the details. He was faced with another problem. While they were rebuilding the walls, the people who burnt down the walls saw it, and they were just riled up. They was real mad, and they were threatening to kill everyone who helped rebuild the wall and helped rebuild the city. And Nehemiah, he organized his mini army by giving the people weapons. While they worked, they had a weapon in one hand, and they had a building tool in the other. Half of them were on watch for the enemies. The other half were working. We need him in our army today. And, he was faced with another problem. Wow. The enemies decided, you know, they were threatening specifically Nehemiah. You know, how would you feel? You know, you're real small and, you know, Shaq says, I'm going to get you. You know, he's right there across the street, you know, saying, I'm going to get you, him and his army. You know, for you rebuilding your own hometown wall. You know, you think he's scared? You think he's terrified? He's little. He's very, very small. Very small. And everyone else is very big. But he didn't put his tail between his legs and run. You know, he prayed to God for strength. How much strength do you think he could get, you know, being as small as he is? You think God could make him, you know, like Incredible Hulk and swell up real fast? No, he got strength, but it wasn't that kind of physical strength. It was emotional strength and spiritual strength. Yeah, like I said, he prayed for strength in chapter 6, verse 9. So God gave him the strength, and the wall was completed in 52 days. Jerusalem is huge, and the whole wall is complete, brand new, in 52 days. That's like building a car, like me and you building a whole new car in 2 hours. He did it in 52 days with the spiritual strength that God gave him. So I guess that made everything A-OK, right? You know, the wall is new, it's up, everything's working, everything's good. Another problem, there's nobody inside the city. They built the wall for nobody because everyone had left. Seeing they had no protection, why would they stay? It's kind of not that smart to stay with no protection, no alarm systems. So Nehemiah, he got a list of everyone who stayed there and everyone who, you know, used to be there, and, you know, registered all the people who were going to stay there again, and everyone came back because they knew it was safe. You know, God, he works in mysterious ways, and everyone came back, and they picked their lives back up. Chapter 7, verse 73. It goes through the whole list, the whole thing in chapter 7. And I can't read all of that. That's too much. I'm sorry. I love y'all, but that's too much. And my whole point is, you know, at once I was a little guy. You know, I was real small, and I never thought I would grow. And, you know, I've grown. So I kind of grew away from this story. But I look back, you know, not everyone, you know, is a big person. We all, you know, we're small people. You might be the CEO of a company. You might be 7 feet tall, or whatever, but you're still a small person. We're only one person. Everyone is only one person in the world of, I don't know, some billion people. I don't know. So everyone is a small person, sort of like Nehemiah. And if Nehemiah can do it, a mini-me, if he can rebuild the wall of a city, then we can do it too. We can do anything we put our mind to through God. If we ask for our spiritual strength through God, just like Nehemiah did, we can do anything that we want to do. I can be a national football player. I'm sorry. You know, seriously, y'all can do anything. We can all do anything if we pray for it. If we do what God say, you know, we have our faith in him, we can do whatever we put our mind to. And that's it. We're all little, but we can do it. If we work together and work through God. Thank you.